KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
N8RHK. KF8BDT, KF8BDT, N8RHK.
This is
KF8BDT, KF8BDT, N8RHK. Nothing heard on KF8BDT. N8RHK questioning, clear.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
KE8AZI, listening.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KE8AZI, listening, standing by.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Bravo, mobile. And this is KE8C, mobile.
K9SXH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon.
K9SXH, KE8CB.
Hi, Clay. No, I haven't heard you in a while. How are you doing on this Pretty nice day. Currently by me it is all the way up to 9. And that's pretty much the highest temperature I've seen in a day or two. And it's overcast. However, I did have my dog out for a while. He didn't go as far as I did today. I brought him in after a short time and I went back out. But anyway, snow by us, nothing recently, so driveway's dry, streets are dry, good walking.
K-A-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw.
K-A-9-S-X-H.
I'm not doing much, just trying to stay out of the cold, stay warm. Later today, I got to cook up some more biscuits for the dogs because they ran out. And that's pretty much it.
My daughter does that from time to time, that is, cooking for the dogs. And some of the treats she makes are pretty good. However, I gotta say, the first batch she gave me some of, and I still got them. Couldn't use them. I deemed they were too hard. And by that I mean, I couldn't break them with my hands physically. And I'd probably be able to break them up with tools, but I don't want to do that with food, even dog food. I mean, they need to be hard, but not that hard, crunchy hard. And other than that, well, we're getting on in the year. It's February 19th already, and we've had quite a cold spell here. It has not been up over freezing in 11 days, and much of the past 11 days have been below zero or slightly above during the day. So it's cold, it's winter, and being late in the year already, sort of. Once we get rid of this, it might not come back. Hopefully. Back to you.
Yeah, it's been a little while since we had this much snow on the ground, so I'm hoping that means we'll have a nice, comfortable summer.
Oh, I love summer, and I prefer it as warm as it gets. And humidity is even okay. I want it warm. I like my warmth for sure. And I am already picturing myself sitting outside under my antenna. And talking on the radio, playing with it, talking on it, etc. Spending some time out there, and my picnic table too, which is currently, yeah, it's full of snow. Looks like that's got maybe 8-10 inches on it, which is what we have on the ground, all over. KA9SXH.
I just pulled in the driveway, so I have to let you go. KE8CB, KA9SX873.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for the contact today. Perhaps next time we'll have a little more time. I'm starting to run short here myself. You take care. Have a great day. We'll catch you again. K89SXH.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KA9SXH.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Charlie Zulu, CQ.
K-E-8, A-Z-I.
K-A-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw.
Good afternoon, sir. I just put up a new antenna and curious to see or hear some feedback. I'm located in Frankenmuth, so I guess I'm not too far from this repeater. But how does it sound?
You're making me jealous. I just got a little expensive one up right now, and I'm not even on that one right now. I'm sitting on my in the chair talking on my handheld. Actually, you're sounding very good. Your audio is good, clear. I'm not hearing any background noise. You're sounding real good today. What type of antenna did you put up?
I put up a little vertical 2-meter 70 centimeter, I think it's a Tram 1480, I think is what it was. I don't remember. I looked at so many of them, I forgot which one it was. But it's just it's probably 8 or 10 feet long, maybe 12. I don't know if it's a quarter wave. It must be a half wave. Probably a half wave vertical pole.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Okay, I'm familiar with it. I just came down from, up north, Bel Air. I just moved down here to Saginaw. And my big antennas, well, I don't know if I'd call it a big antenna, but I've got a CT9 up there that I want to get down here. Right now I've got a little tram set up too, but it's just a little short job, and it's a little multiband also, and it's not even up on the roof right now for my base station. Luckily I'm close enough to the Saginaw repeater here that I can get on it with my handheld, and in about 2 seconds I'm going to switch over to the base unit here before the wife gets home.
Got you. I just tried something a little different. I switched to low power to see if it made any difference. I don't know if I need 50 watts to go from Frankenmuth to Saginaw. I think I'm flat on 5 watts. Might even be less than that. I'm not sure. I got the ICOM 2730A.
Okay, yeah, I remember we got you on that. Yeah, Bennington, I've got up. It's just temp right now. I want to get my GP9 down here. Hopefully it'll do the job. I heard about they lay out a pretty flat pattern, and I'm not up on the top of a Great Bay Hill like I am up north. With this little antenna, I can't hit the Mount Pleasant repeater from here, and shoot from where I'm at up there. I can hit a Traverse City repeater, and it's a lot further away. So the antenna I'm using on this radio right now is just temporary. I know what you're doing. And dropping your wattage down, it didn't make hardly a whole lot of difference at all. You're hitting the repeater good.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the feedback. Appreciate it. Had some fun soldering some PL259s on there. And at first I thought my gun might not be hot enough. I ruined one of the connectors trying to put it on. And then the little plastic crap in the middle of them melted before the solder started flowing through it. So I guess I got my second time worked pretty good. It looks like it's connected now. Fairly well. KF8, Delta, Charlie, Zulu.
Kilo, Echo 8, Alpha, Zulu, India, ID. Yeah, I can relate with what you're saying about melting them terminals. I just ordered some in from Amazon here last month, and I'm dreading having to use one. They just look like, Chinese junk. But, yeah, I should have stuck to the old-fashioned Ampol connectors. I just didn't want to pay that much for them. I was in a hurry. I know I'm going to regret it.
Yeah, I don't think these were that cheap, really. There ain't much to them. I think I paid like $5 or $6 a piece for them. But, like I said, I thought of a lot of plumbing, but haven't done a whole lot of electronics in a long time. Back in the day, I helped my dad build a little heat kit thing. There were a few of those, but haven't really done any PL259s in a long time. And they seem to be a little bit, they got plastic in them now, and it's, you can't, if you heat the plastic up too much, the whole center thing gets too hot, and it falls out too.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying there. I've ruined a few of them. I'm not the best one at putting on PL259s. Did you, I'm just curious, you know, I was just trying everything I've read, you're supposed to put soft solder on the shielding. You ever have any luck trying to do that?
Yeah, I did see some of those on the, I looked up at YouTube, and it looked like it did try to tin it on the outer part. I think the outer part is what's the pain in the butt. But the wire isn't copper anymore, and it's very fragile, so I tried to just, that one actually went a little bit better this time. You just got to be really super careful when you cut that stuff back, because it's just not as durable as it used to be. And it ain't cheap either. But I think I got it now. It feels tight, and there's no static on the radio like there was before. I was getting feedback from it.
No, sir. I am receiving absolutely no static from you at all. I just looked down at my radio here and put it back power off. I don't need that kind of power when I'm just talking to the repeater. I was down on 10 meters earlier today.
Did you switch radios since you've been talking to me?
Yeah, sir, I did. Can you tell the difference? I was on a little Chinese handheld, little TID radio, T-I-D radio, and now I'm on my ICOM 746 Pro, my base station.
Well, that one doesn't sound bad, but I don't know if you have control of modulation, or maybe speak away from the mic. It's so overpowering that it's starting to over-modulate a little bit too loud.
Affirmative on that, and I appreciate you telling me that, letting me know. I just backed the gain way down. Yeah, this radio was out of my possession for a few years, and I come back and the stock mic was lost, and I bought what was a replacement, I thought, off of eBay, and this thing, I've had nothing but complaints from it ever since. I'd like to get a HIL for it to replace it.
That sounds a lot better. A lot clearer. I turned my volume way down after you switched from your handheld over to this. Handheld actually sounds pretty good.
KADAC, repeater side.
Yeah, I'm not that far away from the repeater here. And my handheld was only putting out 10 watts, and then I jumped on this real quick, and I forgot I had the power dialed up all the way, and the modulation was up on it. I didn't mean to pound on your ears there.
What did you say your call sign again was? Are you KF8AZI?
Kilo, Echo, 8, Alpha, Zulu, India. My name's Rich. I'm down in Saginaw. Like I said, not too far from the repeater at all.
Well, it's good to meet you, Rich. I appreciate your feedback and coming back to me. The repeater seems a little quiet out here. I originally got my license in 2000, and I hadn't used it in quite a while. And actually, I let it go past the 12 years and had to recently renew it. I just went last night and upgraded to extra. So now I can get on the high frequency band a little easier since now I'm retired. I got more time to do it.
Yeah, I know what you're saying there. I'm on disability. I just tried to clean stuff up for my future wife, and then I play with my radio. I'm starting to try out some digital right now. I haven't had much luck with it yet. Still waiting to set everything up. But I know what you mean. I was away from it for like 5 years. I had just got my tech back in 2015, and I was away from it for 5 years, hadn't been on a radio or anything, come back on, didn't know how to talk anymore and nothing else, and since I've been down here, I've recently made me a little dipole for 10 meter and been playing down there a little bit, and I love the contacts I've made. And especially since that thing ain't no higher than 6-7 foot off the ground at the moment because of the snow and what time of year it is. And, I'm hoping to upgrade this year and get my general, and congratulations on getting your extra. I'll be happy getting my general when I get that. And, big congrats on getting that general, or your extra there. That'd be a dream of mine.
Yeah, I took my I took the technician and the general at the same time back in January. January 7th or 8th. And I studied for a month or so and got the extra. I figured, well, I might as well have them all. Keep the brain going. And when you retire, if you don't use it, you lose it. Like everything else.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, I had a bad head injury back in 98, and my head ain't worked quite right since, as far as my memory, and getting older isn't helping none with it either. So, yeah, it's not quite as easy to study or anything as it used to be. And, yeah, this is something I wanted to do all my life and didn't do it till after I was in a car accident and had time to sit around and study. But, yeah, I'm going to have to let you go there, and the wife is home, and we're going to go out to dinner this evening, spend some time. She's working two jobs right now, which she does every year. For 3 months during tax season here, she takes on an extra job, and she's been busting her hind end, putting in 12 and over days, and I remember being young and doing that, and she's got Wednesday evenings off, so we're going to go spend some time together, and I'm looking forward to it. So I'm going to let you go on that. 73's to you. KE8AZI. We're clear.
Hi, Richard. Have a great night. Enjoy your dinner and your time with the wife. I appreciate talking to you, and good luck with your general. Yeah, if you got a phone, you can just go on. They got an app on your phone, and you just take practice tests whenever you're sitting around doing nothing for 5 minutes here and there, and you'd be surprised on how much you pick up. And most of the extra tests was on digital, believe it or not. It's half the test was about digital ham radio communications. D-Star, bouncing radio waves off the moon, FT8, all that fun stuff. You have a great night. I'll let you go. Camp 8, Delta Charlie Zulu.
KC8, YVF, Mobile.
KCYBF, this is KF8 Delta Charlie Zulu.
Good evening. Name here is Ron, Rovio Oscar November. Just on my way home here. I was just see if one of the other guys out here I normally talk to on the way home was rounding out tonight, but doesn't sound like he's on the radio tonight. So good evening.
Good evening, sir. I'm not driving. I'm at a base station. Just put up an antenna on a couple of 10-foot poles off the back of the house, and just kind of giving it a try, see how it works. The vertical pole called a tram. I think it's a 1480 is what it was.
Yeah, it doesn't take much to get into the repeater here. We have 6 receive sites up around the county, so depending on where you're at, pretty much in most places you can get into it on a 5-watt HT. So we've got them all over the place.
Ma'am, I have a little 8-watt HT, and I can sometimes get it with that from where I'm at. If I'm touching my nose and standing on 1 foot. But I'm a little bit farther away from the repeater, at least on this one, the 240. I live in Frankenmuth.
Well, there is a receive site in Gera on the grain elevators out north of Frankenmuth, but yeah, some areas of Frankenmuth are tough to get into because of the valley area, so depending on where you are, 5-watt HT is a little tough to get in, but there is a receive site in Gera, so you get out there at Junction and north end of town, you can get in with just fine, but if you're down in downtown area, south end of town, the lower part, it's a little more difficult.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. I'm on the Canadian side, on the south part of town, just south of the river. But I put an antenna up, it's probably at least 30 feet in air. But like you said, they got there's a 440 one. I think it's right on the elevator right uptown here. That one there, I can pretty much see the antenna from my house.
Yeah, you've got one on the grain elevator there in town. That's 440 KV8SWR repeater as part of the Lynx system. That Lynx, when we do Skywarn activations, that's part of the repeater system that's they use for the Skywarn. It's linked to the 17 counties down to White Lake and that they'll use for Skywarn activations. Also, simulcast, they'll... doing DMR, there's a DMR repeater in Frankenmuth, plus there's one over in the west side of Saginaw. So when the guys down there, guys and gals at White Lake, do the Skywarn events, they'll key up both, grab one mic in each hand and do both DMR, UHF, and the UHF link. So no matter what you're on, you should be able to get into it for the link frequencies for the coordinators that do that part of it. So, yep, got a couple of them out there.
What did you say your call time was again?
Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, KC8YVF.
Roger that. Mine is KF8 Delta Charlie Zulu. Back in 2000, I had a KC8 license back then, and I let it go over 12 years, and they took it away from me and reissued me a new one recently.
Yep, if let it lapse for too long, yeah, you're going to lose it, and it'll get reassigned, and then you got to go after it again. Sometimes you can get the old call back if it hadn't been reassigned to anything, but anybody, but yeah, sometimes it isn't, especially if you're in the one-by-calls or two-by-calls, then those are a little more coveted than the... 3x3s or 2x3s, things like that. So, I've just kept mine. I haven't gone for anything else. I'll just, you know, that's what I was assigned. That's what everybody knows me by, so that's what I'll do it as. But I've kind of thought about it at times, but wasn't worth the effort, I guess. But, yeah, I got started back in 2003, upgraded in 5 to general. That's where I sit at the moment. I'm still working. I've tried a couple of times to sit down and work on the general, but life things take me in a different direction, and I never get time to study. So maybe when I retire in a couple of years here, I'll have a little more time to be able to do that, and that was kind of a goal too. But I haven't got that far, but I do take advantage of what I've got.
Yeah, I understand that. I just recently took my technician and general at the same time down in Flint, beginning of January. You might have heard me telling the other fella. And I just took my extra last night. So once that shows up, I'm going to try and get like get a 1x3 call sign. Because I'm going to try to do some POTA this summer from the parks. And I think if I have less of a call sign, it might be easier to get in and out. I don't know, why not?
Yeah, that does make it easier when the call's a little bit easier to get out, especially if you're doing contesting and things like that. So that's one thing I haven't got into. I used to when I first got started. I did quite a few contests, but don't have the time much anymore. Between working and volunteer, I'm the emergency coordinator for the ham radio group for Saginaw County, so that takes a bit of my time coordinating the trainings and the group's efforts there, working with the county and all the different entities, the hospitals and 911 and the ambulance company, MMR, and that stuff. So what little time I have gets, some of that goes toward those efforts. And so once in a while I'll get on a HF for a while, but most of my time is spent either at work or working with the county.
Spiro, it looks like you're doing what you like to do. If your time's going by fast, it means you're having fun doing it. I gotta go, Ronald. I gotta take care of a few things before I take off. It's good talking to you, and maybe when you kick off here, you can tell me when you guys' meetings are for your local Saginaw Ham Radio Club. KF8 Delta Charlie Zulu.
The club, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association, meets the first Friday of every month, with the exception of July. We don't have a meeting in July. A lot of people are on vacation. So the first meeting of every month out at the county airport, that would be the Harry Brown Airport that's out there off from 46 and I-75 on James. So it's at 7 p.m. out at the airport. For that, the club has reduced the rates for membership. We're $12 a year, so $1 a month to join the club. It helps out with our different activities that we have. We do a variety of different things. We just finished summer or winter field day at the end of last month there in January. We have summer field day in June coming up, which is always a good event for us. We pull in a lot of people, even members from other clubs and that, come join us for summer field day. So that's what we got. First Friday of the month, 7 p.m. out at Harry Brown Airport in the conference room out there. So I just pulled into the driveway, so good timing. Thanks for the ride along tonight, and you have a good evening. 73 KC8YVF.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. K8DAC. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Anybody awake on the Saginaw repeater?
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.